It's time for one of Al's classic car chats. And for this car chat, we've come downtown Algona, the Founders Day car show that's underway. And we're going to visit with Chuck Marlin. And then Chuck is from Armstrong. Chuck, welcome to the Classic Car Chat, again being brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley this time around.
Thank you.
So tell us, you are at the car show today here in Algona. I also saw this car at the Titanca car show. Wanted to get to it at the Titanca show to do a chat with you, and so much going on just kind of got away from me. But tell us about the car.
It's a 1970 Oldsmobile Rally 350. They were built 1 year in only one color. They were all bright yellow with black hood scoops and wing. Came with a 350 motor, painted bumpers, pretty much no chrome on it other than just trim.
And this car really does stand out. Like you said, it's the bright yellow color.
They call it Sebring Yellow. There's no paint code for it. It was just something they decided to do. It does match about two other types. I think there's a Chrysler and some other color yellow. It's the same thing, just different names.
So tell us about the car. Now, you mentioned that you bought it new.
I bought it new back in 1970 when I got out of the service. I was looking at a Corvette, couldn't afford the insurance for the Corvette, and found this in a little dealer in Glenwood, Iowa. Omaha and Council Bluffs didn't have any. The big dealers were afraid of them because of the lack of chrome. Some of them went as far as putting chrome rings and chrome bumpers on them in order to sell them. I saw this at night, fell in love with it. It was the only one there that had bucket seats and shift council. They called it a his-her shifter back then. You could shift it manually or put it in drive. That's pretty much it. That's how I ended up with it. It's never really been stock much. 2 weeks long, and I think I cut the mufflers off of it and found some more torque in it. And it's just been played with and drag raced, and then it sat for about 30 years in my garage while I did other things like circle track and drag raced a couple other cars, another W30 that I cut up that I shouldn't have.
Yeah, because those W30s are kind of a rare breed these days.
Yes. This is actually rare since it was only built 1 year. And there are three different varieties. There's one with no post, one with a post, and I can't really recall what the other one is. It is much different, but they all had bench seats in them. Only the Cutlass S's had the air conditioning and the bucket seats.
Tell us about the engine. Now, is it original engine in it, or original engine modified, or kind of where? Because you said you've done a lot of things through the years.
Yeah, it's the original block, 69 nodular crank. It's got H-beam rods, Mondello pistons. It's got aluminum 455 heads that have been milled down to fit the 350. It's got fuel injection. It's got an 8-injector throttle body fuel injector on it. It's got a Phytec supercharger on it, headers naturally, big aluminum radiator fans, and pretty much everything you can put on it. The brakes been changed to a hydraulic system rather than a vacuum booster. The transmission's a turbo 400 with a big stall in it. It'll stall about anywhere you want, with an aluminum Ford rear end under the back. Normally I have a aluminum center section, but right now I've got street gears in it, so they're also Ford positive. And in the back rims are 10 inches wide. They look like rally wheels, but we took centers out of rally wheels and had the rims built out in Wisconsin. I think I narrowed the rear end 3 inches to get the maximum use out of the wheel wells on it. And in it, the suspension's all tube. It's a suspension on the four-link. It's all solid. The front's all tube. It's got aluminum shocks all the way around, 19-way adjustable up, 19-way adjustable down. Coilovers on the front. I like to keep the stock springs in the back because they're easier to change in and out if I want to change my suspension. The body's all original. The interior's all original, except for the gauges I added on the inside.
Well, it's truly a beautiful car. I'm certainly one to be proud of. And, you know, it's like a lot of cars over the years. We tend to make some changes because technology changes, and sometimes they, if you update them a little bit, they're more fun to drive, more practical to drive, too.
Yeah, this is what's classified as a resto mod, which means it looks like the original car, but it's got everything you can buy in a new car, you know, for superchargers and LED lights and things like that. It does also have LED lighting, and it's got all serpentine belts on an aluminum drive system. Pretty much anything you can think of, it's got. It's except for a front spoiler, and I found one of those in Canada, and that'll be on there in a couple of weeks.
We'll look forward to seeing it at future car shows because you probably have plans to keep coming around to car shows in the summer season.
Yeah, it's pretty much the season. Later on in the summer, it'll probably hit the drag strip again, check out a few things that we changed. I enjoy the car shows because you get to run into and talk to other people like yourself, people that spend all their time in a garage instead of the bar.
Well, thanks so much for sharing the story of that 1970 Oldsmobile, beautiful yellow color, real special car, very rare car, only 1 year production on that particular model. Chuck, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
On this Car Chat, we've been visiting with Chuck Marlin from Armstrong, and this edition of Al's Classic Car Chat being brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley.